Dave Acogia, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Tough Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. On this week's programme, we've got some old favourites and some new tracks that we haven't had on the programme before, and one or two new artists. We're starting with a track from Chris Murphy, who's singing about, well, the county that I live in. It's just called Wicklow.
Got a shilling in my pocket, in my hand I got a pound. Raise your glass, I'm gonna buy this round. Stars on top and heaven down below. When I get back from Wicklow, when I get back from Wicklow. Swinging round my head, the devil and his brother sinking under my bed. Well, my troubles will be gone and the horn will blow. When I get back from Wicklow, when I get back from Wicklow. Seven black dogs all in a row, meet me in a field where the heather does grow. I hold you real close and I won't let go. When I get back from Wicklow, when I get back from but I can't stay. Got business to attend to. I'll be on my way. Meet me by the hanging tree where the river does flow. When I get back from Wicklow, when I get back from Wicklow. Seven black doves all in a row. Meet me in the field where the heather does grow. I'll hold you real close and I won't. Thank you.
Chris Murphy in a sort of a Cajun sound, would you not agree there? And Wicklow. Now, Wicklow is the county, as I said before, that I live in. It's a county that's just south of Dublin on the east coast. There's Dublin, and then there's Wicklow, and the next county below that is Wexford. Chris Murphy, Wicklow. And now we're going to slow it down, because this time we're having a track that I play quite often. Well, a song that I played quite often. I'm not quite sure I played whether I played this track or not. It's the beautiful song Down by the Sally Gardens. We've played quite often various versions of it on the programme, but I don't think we played this Maura O'Connell version. Maura, who has sung with groups like Day Dannon and various other groups, here she's singing that beautiful poem, Down by the Sally Gardens. And as I've said to you so often when I play this track, that Sally is the Irish word for willow. The poem was written by William Butler Yeats, and he meets this girl down by the Sally Gardens, and he starts to hurry things a bit. She says, hey, wait a minute. Take love easy. Take a listen to lovely Maura O'Connell.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow white feet. She bid me take life easy as the leaves grow on the tree. But I, being young and foolish, with her I did not agree. In a field by the river, my love and I on my leaning shoulder, she placed her snow white hand. She bid me take love easy as the grass grows on the weir. But I was young and foolish,
friends. I think that's beautiful. That's a wonderful recording of that song. Maura O'Connell and Down by the Sally Gardens. Now I'm going to play for you a track that's, well, it's a little longer than we usually have. It was sent to me by a listener who said, had I ever heard this song before? It's about a minstrel, a man, a young man at the 18. He leaves his schooling behind him and he takes up the life of a singer travelling around the world, and he's reflecting on his life as he goes along. This is a song entitled The Minstrel Man from Pat Donovan. Take a listen to the lyrics. It tells its own story.
Let me take you back in time to the spring of 69, 18 summers I had seen, and youth was in its prime. School I'd never seen to do, I thought I'd sing a song or two. So I said goodbye to learning, and I left it all behind. I bought myself an old guitar, I dreamt I'd be a superstar. So I signed up with an agent, and he made my dreams come true. I was swimming with the tide, people knew me nationwide, and far off hills were always green, and the skies were always blue. Sailing on my ship of dreams, I thought the sun was rising just for me. And still I often thought of closing all the doors, but the minstrel man would always long for more. And the shadow of the singer and his song still follows me. Agents promised me rose gardens, but soon the good times turned to hard ones. Upon reflection, I began to read between the lines. 10 years singing for the people, from young and strong to old and feeble. While he was making dollars, I was only making dimes. Sailing on my ship of dreams, I thought the sun was rising just for me. But still, I often thought of closing all the doors, but the minstrel man would always long for more. And the shadow of a singer and his song still follows me. Sometimes when my heart is hurting, I wish someone would pull the curtain, and I think of all the joy that's down this long and winding road. And in the end, it's all worthwhile when I see a tear turn to a smile, and the people giving back to me much more than I am old. I thought that sun was rising just for me. And still I often thought of closing all the doors, but the minstrel man would always long for more. And the shadow of the singer follows me. The shadow of the singer and his song still follows me.
The Minstrel Man. And as somebody who spent a lot of his life singing and playing music, I can associate with that. He was making dollars while I was making dimes. I think that's a great line. And speaking of minstrels, here's an artist that I've always looked on as the Irish minstrel. I'm speaking, of course, of Johnny McAvoy. Johnny, well, for me, as a typical Irish entertainer, he's been going for many years now and has never produced a bad track, in my humble opinion anyway. I think he's a star. He's taking us over to County Galway now because he's going to sing us and tell us all about the Connemara Cradle Song.
Wings of the wind o'er the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. O winds of the night, may your fury be crossed. May no one who's dear to our island be lost. Blow the wind gently, calm be the foam. Shine the light brightly to guide them back home. Hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The curraghs are sailing way out in the blue, laden with herring of silvery hue. Silver the herring and silver the sea, and soon there'll be silver for baby and me. Hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Thank you.
Fading away into the western sunset, Johnny McAvoy and the Connemara cradle song. Connemara, if you would have gathered by the lyrics there, well known for its fishing, and the Connemara cradle song. I think we might even have another track from Johnny later on in the programme. Now, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish that I've got such a lot to choose from. For instance, did you ever think you'd hear Pat Boone on Sounds Irish? No. Well, I discovered a track of his the other day that certainly has Irish connections. And if your name is Peg or Peggy, I'm dedicating this one to you. Here's Pat Boone.
Peg of my heart, I love you. Don't let us part. I love you. I always knew it would be you. Since I heard your lilting laughter, it's your Irish heart I'm after. Peg of my heart, your glances make my heart say, how's chances, come be my own, come make your home in my heart.
Peg of my heart,
Peg of my heart, I love you. I love you, sweet little girl, sweet little girl. Sweeter than the rose of Erin are your winning smiles endearing. Peg of my heart, your glances with Irish heart entrance us. Come be my own.
You can't say we don't have variants on this programme of Our Sounds Irish, dating back to the early 50s by the sound of it. Pat Boone and Peg of My Heart. Since I heard your lilting laughter, it's your Irish heart I'm after. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played a track by the Cork band The Irish Weavers. I'm going to play another track of theirs now, and it's an invitation to everybody listening to Sounds Irish. It's entitled Won't You Sail Across the Sea to Ireland. We're issuing an invitation to you. Various things to listen out for. They're offering you Irish coffee and potsheen, which of course you know potsheen is. It's what do they call it? Moonshine. But that's not the only thing we're offering you. Take a listen to the Irish Weavers.
Won't you come across to Heron's Isle, to where the shamrock grows? We've carefree ways and deep blue bays, the black stuff and the jig, the lively wake and hearty steak, an Irish coffee and poutine we'll make. Won't you sail across the sea to Ireland? Munster's the province of the south, no finer soil you'll find. Killarney's lakes and Mallow Ricks, the ring of Kerry too, the Blarney Stone and Ridge. Tivoli, Park Fair, Kinsale, and the Shannon Bells. Won't you sail across the sea to Ireland? Ulster's the province of the North, where lies the Giant's Causeway. There's Donegal Tweed, and Derry Kay, Stormont and Stranford Loch, the moor and mountains, glens of Antrim, the Arts and Fermanagh lakes. Won't you sail across the sea to Ireland? Connacht's the province of the West, 'tis WB8's country. The Shannon flowing and Connemara, it's where the marbles green. Galway's races and glorious bay, the Claddagh and the Aran Isles. Won't you sail across the sea to Ireland? Leinster's the province of the East, it's where the waters meet. Of Ogilvie and Wicklow glens, the Corra and the Pale, Dublin Bay and Portland, the Bog of Allen and Tara too. Won't you sail across the sea to Ireland, to America, Australia and Russia, to Europe and Asia too? There's a Cade Mila Forge from her heart, a waiting now for you. And once you're here, you'll want to stay, and sure, why not for another day? Won't you sail across the sea to Ireland? Won't you sail across the sea to Ireland?
That's a lovely song. Each verse takes each of the four provinces and tells all the beauties of the four provinces. And then at the end, it says, no matter what part of the world you're from, when you come to visit Ireland, you'll always get a Cade Míle Fáilte, which is 100,000 welcomes. The Irish Weavers and Won't You Sail Across the Sea to Ireland. And now we come to the first of our Daniel O'Donnell spots. Now, I say the first because in all probability we might have time for a second one, second track before the end of the programme. But Daniel, as you all know so well, is one of the greatest icons in Irish entertainment over the last 30 or so years. He's not singing an Irish song here. In fact, Daniel is demonstrating his capabilities of singing any type of song. He's singing about the Seven Spanish Angels.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will set us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of his son. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, "Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man." And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayers were answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley.
Daniel O'Donnell telling us the sad story of the seven Spanish angels. And now I want to play for you a track from that lovely Emmett Cahill album that I received a couple of weeks ago. We've been playing a few tracks from it over the last couple of weeks. I want to play for you now a track entitled Oft in the Stilly Night. I think this is a wonderful arrangement of this lovely old song, and Emmett sings it really well.
Slumber's chain hath bound me, fond memory brings the light of other days around me, the smiles, the tears of boyhood years, the words of love spoken, the eyes that shone now dimmed and gone, the cheerful hearts now broken. Thus in the stilly night, ere slumber's chain hath bound, of others.
that wonderful? Emmett Cahill and Oft in the Stilly Night. I used to sing that song myself at one time, long, long ago, I hasten to add. I'm not sure, don't quote me on it, but I think Emmett Cahill was a member of the group Celtic Thunder. Oft in the Stilly Night. And now a track from the group that I play regularly on Sounds Irish, Cherish the Ladies. Some fine fiddle work on this as well as some fine whistle work. This piece is entitled The Hills of Ireland.